Listening to Michigan's elected officials, it might be easy to assume that the only transportation issue facing the state is road funding. Indeed, there is agreement that road funding is particularly important, but it's just one of several priorities for our next guest. Tim Fisher is a member of the Transportation Policy Consortium, TRANSFORM, which stands for Transportation for Michigan. Tim is also the Deputy Policy Director at the Michigan Environmental Council. Other TRANSFORM priorities include more widespread commuter rail, a revitalized regional transportation in southeast Michigan, and reprioritizing how important transportation funding is spent. TRANSFORM just released a review of Michigan transportation developments in 2013, and to discuss those and TRANSFORM's future priorities, Tim Fisher, welcome to Current State.
Hi, Mark. Thanks a lot. It's great to be back.
First, explain TRANSFORM's connection to the Michigan Environmental Council. Y'all are connected in some way.
Yeah, we are. So TRANSFORM is a coalition. We're in our third year at this point, just wrapping up our third year. It is a coalition of about 65 different groups from around the state. These include economic development groups, transportation, public transportation interest groups, disability rights groups, environmental groups, and others. It is housed at the Michigan Environmental Council. We manage this project.
Is it really a brainchild of MEC then?
We house it. It's a brainchild of a variety of these different groups that have been working together over the decade or so on transportation issues. We were all called together by a few foundations, the Ford, Kresge, and C.S. Mott foundations, about 3 years ago. And they said we'd like to fund you to do something interesting and transformative around transportation issues. We want to see you work together. We want this to be a project of uncommon bedfellows, and we want success. So we pulled it together and have been going forward ever since. And I think at this point we're posed for success in a few different areas.
And we should explain TRANSFORM is it's spelled rather uniquely. It's rather eye catching. TRANS, the number 4, and then just the letter M. TRANSFORM. So there you go, Transportation for Michigan. We brought up road funding several times on Current State here in 2013 and the impasse over how to pay for road improvements in Michigan. But taking a wider view, what kind of year was it in transportation? From your perspective, was there progress on other initiatives, or was there more frustration than progress?
Yeah, I think there is considerable progress at the local level. And the funding issues remain, or the funding solutions remain elusive at the state level, I guess is one way of putting it. On the local level, we did a thing called the Transportation Odyssey. This is the third time that we've done this, and it's where we take public transit from one part of Michigan to the next. And so this year we started in Traverse City and went to Detroit, using 7 different transit providers. What we did, the theme of this Transportation Odyssey was groundbreakings, and so we wanted to celebrate all of the progress that had been done locally with transportation projects.
Was it hard to get from Traverse City to Detroit via public transportation?
Surprisingly, it's not all that difficult. When
really?
We first came up with this idea, we thought that you couldn't do it. And so we started exploring it, and then we found out, we actually can do it. And we have a good transportation network. It's a bare bones network, but it's a good foundation from which to build.
But it was really, the point was to celebrate what was happening along the way.
That's exactly right. And so in Traverse City, we started with the TART Trail Network, and we gave awards as we went. They've added 13 to 15 miles of new bicycle and pedestrian trails to their system. Commuters are using it to get to work. It's a great bike recreational path. There are developments along the path that have sidewalks leading directly to the path. It's really become a great asset to the community. It's knit different communities and areas of the city together. And so that we wanted to celebrate that success and to show other communities that this is something that they could install in their communities, both for recreation but also for people to walk and bike to work.
Sounds like you accentuate the positive, or you obviously the Odyssey was about accentuating the positive.
Yeah, right? That's right. And we went to Grand Rapids, and there we have Michigan's first new rapid transit system. It's called the Silver Line. It's 8 miles of dedicated bus rapid transit is what it's called. Not the best name in the world, but that's what we're stuck with.
And that Lansing's looking at that too.
Is looking at that as an option for the Michigan Avenue corridor. So this is, you know, the other areas of the state will be looking to Grand Rapids's future success. I think it will be. Of how to get these type of rapid transit facilities up and running, and it's a low-cost option compared to, say, a commuter rail system.
And right now in Lansing, CATA, the Capital Area Transportation Authority, is studying the environmental impact of a bus rapid transit line from Michigan and Grand River Avenues. Now, does a development like that have a place in your review for 2013? It certainly sounds like the kind of thing that Transform would support.
Yeah, it certainly is, and we will be tracking the progress with great interest, especially once they get a little farther along and start looking at the alternatives and the routes. But this is exactly the type of project that we want to see replicated where feasible around the state.
Explain what bus rapid transit is, though, exactly.
And so what it's been kind of ineloquently described as trains on rubber tires. And so there will be dedicated stations. You go through a turnstile, say, like you were going into a subway. You'll have a ticket. You walk through. The platforms are level with the bottom of the bus, and so it's great for wheelchair users, for elderly. You walk directly from the platform onto the bus, and the bus takes off in a dedicated lane. It is part of it's within the current right of way, typically of the roadway. At certain times, it will be designated only for the rapid bus to drive in. Other times of the day, when it's not as busy, other traffic can typically travel in those lanes.
But it's one form of transportation, right? It's not bus and rapid transit. It's not some combination. It is this one thing just described.
Yes, it is a one. And it's a kind of an extended bus. You might have seen them around particularly campus. The long articulated buses is typically the length of the bus that they use for the rapid transit routes. So this is it's a very interesting alternative to a commuter rail, considerably less expensive. You don't have the cost of installing the tracks. And we've seen in other parts of the country that it's really triggered economic development, boosted real estate property values along the route, similar to what you'd see in a fixed guideway system, a subway or a commuter rail type situation.
Lansing is still years away from this, though, correct? Isn't this part of a multi-year process?
Yes, these projects take a long time to develop, to engineer, to seek, you know, to find funding
to
pay for. So it's a ways away, but it all starts with the planning, and they have a great start.
We're talking with Tim Fisher of the transportation policy group Transform, based here in Lansing. Are you watching developments like the Michigan Grand River Design Charrette, that larger development, the transformation of the area from the Capitol to Weberville?
Oh, yeah, we're watching with interest, and our groups have been involved at various points along the process. Yeah, this is it's a great start. This is the kind of visioning we would like to see replicated in other communities. The Traverse City area had done something similar many years ago, led by one of our groups up there. So it's important for communities to envision what they want for themselves, transportation, land use, how they want to develop. That can help guide their development and make investments in a more strategic way.
Has Transform made particular recommendations with regard to the Michigan Grand River project?
We have not made particular recommendations. No, we think that it's proceeding, you know, as it should, with a robust public engagement. We'd like to see that type of engagement replicated, for instance, in the Detroit region with the new regional transit authority. They too are looking at least conceptually, a bus rapid transit network within the Four County and city region. So that, you know, this is an important work. It's great that communities around the state are learning how to do this and learning how to do it effectively.
I take it the establishment of the RTA, which took place this year, is one of the more encouraging developments of 2013.
Oh, yeah.
This is for Southeast Michigan, at least.
This is a huge success. It's been, you know, we've counted 23 different times that we've attempted to get the RTA up and running. This time it was a success with a great, you know, and forceful backing by the governor that helped considerably.
What will it mean? What does the establishment of the RTA mean, and where does the future lay here?
Yeah, this isn't the most sexy thing that we have. It really is. It's a mechanism by which federal and state money can flow to different transit authorities. It holds the purse strings. It has the ability to force efficiencies and coordinations within each of the systems. To make those systems work much more effectively for the riders and to have our tax money go farther more effectively.
When might we see the impact of the creation of the RTA?
Yeah, it's one of these things that we will see it. It won't be a huge ribbon cutting type thing. I think the impact is already being felt. There's more money flowing into DDOT now, in part because of some of the bankruptcy restructuring, but also because there have been federal loans that have been sitting in Washington that have not flown to the city's transportation department. Those are now starting to flow, so I think we'll see this type of progress as we go forward. Some of the efficiencies of they might focus more buses on some of the more popular routes, less buses on some of the least popular routes, might do some schedule changing and coordination, which is really kind of the technical and mechanical aspects of making these systems work well and together.
One of the newest policy campaigns Transform is working on focuses on transportation via trains. Michigan by Rail focuses on a proposed rail line from Detroit all the way to Holland. Talk to us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, and so the Michigan by Rail project started a few years ago. We held a series of 16 or 17 public forums around the state. We collected public comments from just about 1,200 residents about what they wanted to see in their rail transportation system. One of the things that rose quickly to the top in all of these forums was people really wanted to see a way of connecting our principal metro regions, at least in southern Michigan, and that's the Detroit metropolitan area, the Lansing region, and Grand Rapids. This is a passenger rail route that was very popular and successful up until about the 70s. It was abandoned in part when shortly after Amtrak took over the passenger rail network for the country, and there is now renewed interest to reestablish that route. And so what we're looking to put together is a corridor coalition. We'll be engaging hospitals and the universities. There are actually over 10 to 12 different colleges and universities right along this route.
We're just about out of time, Tim. Yep. I want to close with just one quick question. Is the wider, broader public on board. Are they participating in this conversation, or would you like to see more?
We'd like to see more. We always want to see more public engagement and public participation, and that's what we'll be aiming to do with this campaign.
Interesting conversation with all kinds of impacts, potential impacts for Michigan's and Lansing's future. Tim Fisher is a member of the Transportation Policy Consortium, TRANSFORM, which stands for Transportation for Michigan. Thanks, Tim. Good
Thanks
luck.
Thanks a lot, Mark.